What could be worse than Rad Radio? Ask and you shall receive. You can watch this train wreck every morning on Rad TV at members.radradio.com.
In about 15 minutes, the Mixed Picks Sports Show will be on Rad TV at members.radradio.com on the Rad Radio app. And also in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM, Steve Mickelson and I, as we do every day at 10 AM, breaking down sports. And Dawn's husband, Gary, is joining us in studio today and a couple times later in the week as well. And then, because it's Tuesday after that, Tech to You Tuesday will air with Ian from Tech to You hosting and talking about AI using facial recognition software. They're doing this elsewhere in the world. It'll come to America soon enough to determine, oh, yeah, you're not old enough to buy alcohol. Other countries where they follow you around, you know we're going to have that. We already have that, but I mean, like, as a national thing. Just listen to Tech to You Tuesday on the same platforms. Then at noon on the Rad Radio app and on 104.7 FM and 890 AM, it's Classic Rad, where we go back at least 5 years, 6 years today, and Dawn mocks men who have emotional issues that and that cause them to cry after sex, but has all the sympathy in the world for women who do the same thing.
I am sure that is not completely true.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing, I'll admit, but I think that's a fair recap. If you are a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day,
good morning.
Here's a recap via emails from allegedly working Americans.
Ooh.
We don't even know that. I got to change that. We don't know these are Americans.
That's right.
It could be undocumented.
We scan their faces.
And people around the world listen to us. We have listeners in Great Britain.
And Australia.
I have to change that.
Germany.
That's right.
Japan.
From working morons on what you missed on today's showground. I'll workshop that. Come up with the best words. We will start with this one from Juan.
Oh, it takes Juan to know. Juan.
Brandon's part Mexican.
Darth, is that you? Are you my father?
No, it's just me and my asthma attack.
Oh, God. Okay.
So we played Treble today for George Lopez tickets.
Hacha.
Three more chances for you to win tomorrow, 7, 8, 9 a.m. Treble Trouble, you got this clip.
Waste the chance that I'd been given.
And Juan knew that the correct answer was that was a Careless Whisper by Wham! / George Michael. And I asked, I said, when he said that, I said, is that really Juan? Because we had a Juan who wrote a few weeks ago that then Warren wrote in and said, my name's not Juan.
Oh,
we never did figure out why did we think it was Juan.
He just went with it.
I asked because when this Juan said, is that Careless Whisper? He was very Anglo.
Okay, gosh dang it, William.
So Juan wrote in.
Bless you.
And he said, hola.
Okay, I'm sure that's...
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
For real?
It's right there.
Okay. Did you put it there?
No.
All right.
Print it out email. Hola. He says, I was today's Treble Trouble winner. I wanted to confirm that I am Juan, not a Warren. Thank you for the tickets. I look forward to seeing George Lopez.
All right, good.
Now, we also got this note from Marty.
Hey, Marty.
Great Scott.
Careless Whisper, George Michael, lead singer at Wham! Andrew Ridgely is George Michael featuring Wham! Whatever. Marty says, thank you. That Wham! Song took me back to a 7th grade dance. First time I got a handful of boob.
Yes.
Wow.
It was a small handful, but I'll never forget it.
Yeah. Jeez, 7th grade.
Felt like a bag of sand.
What?
Ha! Geez, 7th grade. Yes, Dawn, now they start in elementary school.
Oh, I know. Just, God. Terrible.
It's terrible.
Yes, that is terrible.
Just curious.
Good Lord.
You know.
What?
There's no like cause and effect proof of it being terrible, just for everybody to stew on. Fight amongst yourselves.
I'm sure there is some proof somewhere that it's not good for kids to be doing sexual things at a young age. I mean, good grief.
Proof would mean that it's certifiably unarguable, which there's not. There's actually a lot of studies that...
unarguable. Sure, there's the perverts and the pedophiles that have come up with those studies.
Yes, very good.
I got you.
Excellent, yes. You call them those names, they'll call you names, and we'll get nowhere.
And round and round.
Right, wonderful.
We go.
Great country we live in.
Hashtag rat.
Nice. Thank you. It is Nurses Week.
Yay,
although
nurses!
Chipotle says, yay, all healthcare people!
Right,
which, we love all you healthcare people, but it's not healthcare week.
It's not your week.
Christine says, au contraire. My hospital every year couples Nurses Week with Hospital Week. So it's never special for the nurses.
Hospital Week?
What? Are we honoring the building? A different one from Rhodes,
Rhodes
says, we also share this. We as teachers share this with nurses, and no one cares about the teachers as evidence of the... Well, that's Rhodes, collateral damage. All teachers have been lumped in after COVID, and the way that the teachers union has handled it in a variety of ways, and a lot of people blame teachers for the state of education.
Despicable.
Again, long list of things for you to fight amongst yourselves about. We've thrown out things. Do you fear bears, ducks, or men more? We know men is the answer. Is it good for children to experiment at a young age? Now you can fight about whether or not teachers are better than nurses. Okay, go fight.
Oh, gosh, please. You're both amazing.
If everybody's amazing, no one's amazing.
Hashtag incredible.
Thank you. This is from Pedro.
Hola.
Francis from Mexico.
Man, we are strong with the Hispanics. I love it. Very smart. We had the story about Chipotle, the video that's gone viral on TikTok. I mean, allegedly about Chipotle, because people are trusting this woman. We don't even know where she's from.
Exactly.
She sounds American in the video, but who knows? She says, I'm never getting Chipotle again because her sister bit into a burrito and there was a bug in it.
Come here, liar face. Like and what Kyle was saying, there's no sauce on that bug.
The bug is there next to it.
There.
No, I'm never eating Chipotle again. I'm just going to believe this stranger I've never met.
It's just gristle.
Right. Now... So she doesn't identify the bug, but so Pedro looped all this in. This is another if you know, you know. Okay, screw you if you don't. He says, we ordered plushies from your online store a few years ago, and we got a maggot in our order. Nice. I mean, nice. Very well played,
that's
Pedro.
Great.
This is from Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Had the holiday pile today. Sunday is Mother's Day.
Oh, yay, moms.
Yeah, I know. We got time, Kyle. Don't worry. You and I both.
Do you guys keep being reminded each time it's said, like it's the first time?
A little bit. A little bit.
I feel bad about it, too.
I mean, it's on my list.
Oh,
it's just,
man.
My list also has things like watch porn.
Oh,
and that takes priority.
Oh,
well, if you're watching MILF porn, does that, like, cancel out?
Yeah, how does that work?
No.
Sure.
That's what I got you, Mom.
The with Mother's Day being Sunday, we talked about how finally women have really embraced this empowerment thing, and they're just honest. They're like men have always been about Father's Day. The thing they want most, leave me alone. Kids, husband,
great.
Leave me alone. And I referenced that part of this goes all the way back 20 years ago or whatever when New York Magazine published their article, I Love My Children, I Hate My Life, and it led to this decades-long discussion about how children, for many, just kind of suck the life out of people, and they aren't everything. It's cracked up.
They probably should have had kids, right?
And I mean, honestly, how really? What percentage of the population would we all, if we all got together, agree should have kids? It's a very small percentage.
No, it is. Like you see those people where you're like, they were meant to be parents. They like genuinely enjoy this, and then you see those where like they're really good parents. But they hate it.
Yes.
But they're still good parents.
Right. And then there's the third group who are horrible parents and they hate it.
Yeah.
And
they definitely should have never done it.
And they're the ones having the most. That's the cool thing.
Yeah.
Lori says, being empty nesters, I would like to update the title of that article from Love My Children, Hate My Life to Hate My Children, Love My Life. Go away and never come back.
Well,
if you watch us on Rad TV live at members.radradio.com, during commercial breaks, you get a question of the day. You email in your answers. We save them for the end of the show. What was today's question, Brando?
What is one thing that you're snobby about and why?
All right. Here's a couple that are somewhat related. Eric says, mine is for sure steak.
Ah, yeah.
Doesn't matter what cut. I love steak. But if it's not done the way I want it, it can go from one of the best things to eat to completely awful. True.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Here's Evan's version. The one thing I'm a snob about is meat. Not in the way of was it happy like Dawn. I grew up very meat rich. My dad was a meat cutter. We had a full meat room to butcher, hang, wrap, the works.
That's amazing.
We raised our own animals and always had the best tasting meats. And it's still the same to this day. The one downfall of having the best steaks ever, at will, is I don't trust steakhouses to do it right. And I am now that Nancy boy. Then when I go to a steakhouse, I get salmon. I have cows at home. I don't have my own fish hatchery, though.
That's great, though. I would accept that.
Why don't you just bring your own steak?
Right, here. Have the chef. What's the corkage fee?
BYOS.
Yes!
Corkage. You can bring your own wine. Why can't I?
He should bring it already cooked.
Yeah, he'll be so snobby. He'll be like, move aside, chef. Let me take over, grill my own steak.
This was emailed in by Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
I am a complete and total coffee snob. I was drinking black French roast by the time I was 10, and I still do. I often joke that I have coffee in my veins instead of blood, but keep the nasty flavored crap away from me. That's not coffee. It's a milkshake.
Ah, like blueberry coffee?
Oh,
anything flavored.
God.
That is a snobby.
That is.
Whatever.
And didn't you do a survey? If somebody wants black coffee, they're like psycho yeah. psychopath or something
like that. I do have an article. I keep pushing it because it's not time sensitive that would prove that Kyle and I are both psychopaths. Which
us? No.
I think of the five of us, if you had to pick two. Well, there's four of us. First of all, I should learn to count.
There's one hiding.
That's part of being a psychopath. See? You can't count.
And you exaggerate. You can't count. Hell. Anyways, we'll get to that eventually. Now that I've mentioned it, I'll just do it tomorrow. All right, this one's from David. Psychopath, also I'm a toxic male. At least I realized it. When I read the email, I hadn't looked at the name yet. And then I looked at the email and went, from a guy? But you read the full email because I just read the very beginning. Okay. So, like, first sentence, I'm like, from a guy? Question of the day, I'm snobby about how my clothes are folded. But, he says, I'm not the neatest person. There are certain signs of OCD behavior I've noticed I have, like this, where I will literally refold my clothes when my fiance is not looking and put them back how they were. This is because there was only one way to do things when I was growing up, and anything else was absurd and liable for some sort of awful punishment.
Oh damn.
Ah, the glories of childhood.
Yeah, sweetheart.
Mommy issues,
Mom? Dawn's pretending to have sympathy for you. She's thinking, oh, you're like those guys that cry after sex. Don't care, childhood trauma.
Get over it.
Die. Now, if you're a woman, that's awful. No man should ever hold you down. Literally, figuratively, whatever.
You're on your own journey. It takes time.
Girl. If you stick around on Rant TV, we're minutes away from the Mixed Pick Sports Show and all the other crap I told you about. For the rest of you, we're back tomorrow.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys, I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya, I'm glad.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Fare thee well.
Dar. Bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So long, stink town.
Well, goodbye.